Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Dangerous One, Daryl Ryder, who's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Good morning, guys. I can't believe Dave Matthews Band got in.
What are you doing, Daryl? Damn it.
Sorry.
You just ruined the whole thing. Ah, what the hell? Who cares?
Sorry.
Yeah, Dave Matthews is in and everybody wants to rip me because it's not. I'm not against Dave Matthews.
Finally, somebody gets in that I've actually seen live.
Does that mean you're starting to get a little older?
Yeah.
Is that what that means? It was his fans when I was in college. That's all. I'll explain later. Okay, can I explain it later?
Yes, you can. I didn't mean to spoil your fun.
That's okay. What'd you think of the Cavs in game one against Orlando?
Real quick. I thought they were pretty good. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but... certainly like the physicality, certainly love the play from Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. Obviously, Donovan Mitchell looking like he is, I'm not going to say he's 100%, but he certainly looked a lot better than he's looked in recent weeks, if not months. So a positive game one, and I'm very curious to see if they can keep it going in game two tonight.
All right, Daryl, the first question we had going into this series was going to be the physicality, whether or not they were going to be up for a fight. Everyone kept calling it, literally kept calling it a rock fight going into this series. How did you think that the Cavs dealt with a lot of that?
I think that they handled it pretty well. There were a couple instances where the Magic were trying to mix things up on the floor, and the Cavaliers pushed back appropriately and also didn't lose their composure. And did not allow it to affect the scoreboard, so to speak, where the Magic would go on a big run after it. So I think that they handled it pretty well. I mean, Jared Allen, my goodness, he's ripping basketballs out of guys' hands, and that's something that we did not see last year against the New York Knicks. Actually, the opposite. The basketball was being ripped out of Jared Allen's hands. So I think that they handled the physicality just right, and they're going to need to do that for at least three more games in this series.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Did you think the home crowd was good? It looked good on TV.
And it also helps that they have the PA system cranked up to the jet engine level in the playoffs. But yeah, the crowd was into it from the opening tip there, and they left pretty happy.
Daryl, I got to get to you some Browns here real quick. However, do you think that, if we come out of this playoffs and we beat Orlando, and then you go up and you have a good series against Boston, is that enough to calm down some of the fan angst? Because hey, I've been one of the leaders in that. I ain't gonna lie, we've been a bit upset with this team over the second half of the season.
Well, I would certainly hope so. I think that people forget how hard it is to build a team in the NBA that is a perennial playoff team. And I think it's fair to say that the Cavaliers now are a perennial playoff team. It's a matter of, you know, where can they finish in the hierarchy of the Eastern Conference? And for me, I think that being a top four team within the conference is a way to meet expectations. And I thought J.B. Bickerstaff made a solid point the other day prior to game one when he was asked about this team and why he was confident that they would respond appropriately. And he said, look, you know, every year this team seems to have taken step forward, whether it was, you know, being in contention for the play-in tournament to actually getting into the play-in tournament. Then it was getting into the playoffs. Now they're back in the playoffs, and now they need to advance in the playoffs. Like, there has been a gradual progression forward with this team, with him as the head coach. And I realize that maybe the timeline has been a little slower than some fans would like, but, you know, I've seen many Cavalier rebuilds over the years, setting aside the two LeBron James eras, and this franchise has struggled to put teams together, and they've done a real nice job this time around to get themselves back in contention. So if they can beat the Magic and be competitive against Boston, I think that that speaks very positively about where they are organizationally. Now, if they don't, well, we all know what the end result ultimately will be.
Daryl, do you miss having first-round picks?
A little bit. I mean, there, you know, not a lot of sizzle to the draft the last couple of years. Andrew Berry talked about it last week. Mostly it's external. Not so much for the Browns, but, you know, they're not in on any of the big-name prospects, right? But let's be honest about it, too. Even if they did have first-round picks, they'd be picking in the mid-20s, which is that's actually a good thing because that means they made the playoffs and they were a good football team the year before. So I know the Browns are certainly excited about having a first-round pick again next year where they'll have 8 selections. Next year will be a pretty big draft for them. Because I think they got their own first 4 or 5 round selections there. And then they've got a couple of additional picks in the later rounds that weren't necessarily their picks, but they were able to recover some of the picks that they had traded.
But Daryl, every time Andrew Berry gets brought up on any show in Cleveland, the first thing someone will do or first thing a reporter will do is say, well, we know how aggressive he is. And I'm like, yeah, he's aggressive. I think the league is more aggressive. All the GMs are more aggressive. There's more trades than there's ever been, almost NBA-style trades than there have ever been. And when it comes to the draft, I'm really curious about aggressiveness this year because I could see them trading and getting more picks in this draft, which I guess that would mean trading down to an extent. What do you think they do? They're sitting with, what, 5 picks today? How many do you
six.
Think they'll, six. How many do you think they'll actually end up with?
Well, and let's look where those 6 picks are. They only have 2 picks in the top 150. That's at 54 overall and 85 overall. They don't have a 4th rounder. Their 5th rounder, you know, comes via trade, 156 overall. They got 206 from Baltimore, and they got 227 from Tennessee in their most recent trade. And then, of course, they have their own natural 7th round pick at 243. I would love to see them all 3 of the picks in the 200s, those 3 picks, I'd love to see them trade them either to move up, kick them forward into next year or whatever, but I really them having 3 selections there in the last 2 rounds of the draft doesn't really do a whole lot for me. So and I did ask Andrew Berry last week about you know, where they are in the draft and the effect it has on his ability to move up and down on the board, which is something historically he has shown that he really enjoys doing. I'm curious to see if they'll actually make a 2nd-round pick this year, right? I'm curious to see if he'll keep the wide receiver in the 3rd-round streak going there at number 85. Mm. But I think that fans should really temper their expectation. about the quality of players that they're going to be able to get with some of these picks and the impact that said players are actually going to be able to have outside of those first two selections.
Yeah, so you're looking at maybe one starter out of this draft?
Well, I don't even know if one starter, maybe one or two role players can. And Barry also talked about this last week that, you know, he's taking, and this isn't specific to this draft, Ken, but this is just, you know, overall, he's looking at 2025, 2026 help in this draft. So an area where they've got a short-term veteran at a position that they could bring someone in that they can draft and develop into it. Now, and he did mention this, if it happens to be a DeJuan Jones situation where, you know, the player shows he's worthy of being on the field, they certainly aren't going to get in the way and keep that player off the field. But I just think that fans need to temper the expectations here, all right? Round two, at 54, yeah, I expect that player to be able to contribute in some way, shape, or form, maybe even at 85. But when you're talking about those other four picks or however many they end up with outside of the top 50 there, Ken, I just don't think it's realistic that those guys are going to help immediately. They'll probably be practice squad players that they're going to be developing for future years.
Yeah, I was going to say, Daryl, I'm amazed. I mean, you're talking about this team like we're coming off three Super Bowls and we just don't have any spots for anybody. Last time I saw them, they got blown out by the Houston Texans. So you can't find any starters in the draft. We're that locked down with our talent reservoir.
Well, I mean, they're pretty set in the starting 22.
Okay.
Come on, Lyle. Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't know we were so loaded. I didn't know we were that loaded. We have no room for any more talent on this football team.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that you know, temper your expectations. Look, this is...
What starters are you going to find in the fourth round, Tone?
Yeah, I mean, this team is in a heck of a lot better position than we're accustomed to in years past, where the lifeblood of the roster was the draft, where they had 13 picks and eight of the guys were expected to be starters. They're not there on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the 11 starters are pretty much set. On the defensive side of the ball, the 11 starters are pretty much set where they really need help. You know, yes, the picks are important to your point, Lima, but these picks are depth picks. You know, if they can find a wide receiver to give them some depth that they can develop, great. If they can find a tight end, I think that's something it would be good for them to find. Defensive tackle that's got to be a target because they've got veterans on short-term contracts at that position. Linebacker, and especially with the new kickoff rule, and we'll see what type of personnel actually gets used in there, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say linebacker is going to be fairly important. Well, with this new kickoff strategy, yes, that's a position that they can, you know, address. But when you're talking your starting lineup, yeah, going into this draft, Anthony, they're pretty much set, barring offseason development.
So this is where it gets really interesting because I look at the Ravens, who we're all talking about. I know we talk more Steelers than anything on this station, but the Ravens are the team that finished first last year, correct? They were the team that we are chasing. And
they did not make the Super Bowl. Just also want to point that out.
Well, they have five picks in the top 165. So they are certainly set up in a way. Like, we talk so much about how great our organization is, our management system is. Man, the Ravens have got to be feeling pretty good about that.
Well, but here's the thing, too. You have to understand, they traded six picks to get a franchise quarterback. Now, the payoff from that trade has not been what everyone was hoping that it was going to be to this point. And there are certainly questions about it and how that's going to... But that is why the Browns don't have picks right now. So what Barry has tried to do is weather the storm, which I think he's done a fairly good job of. And again, next year, 2025, that becomes the really big replenish roster type of draft for them where they have their first and their second and their third and their fourth round picks because they didn't end up trading those away.
What, Daryl? What's your problem over there?
I don't have a problem.
I'm not you, Daryl. Tone. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Tone. I'm sorry, Daryl. Like, you're grilling Daryl over the picks. I don't understand.
It seems like Daryl, when he started explaining away how we're just so loaded, we don't have any room for any more talent on the football team in the draft.
Who do we need?
I'm like, man.
Who do we actually? What
that's
we
incredible
because
the last time I saw him, what was the talent situation in the embarrassing loss to the Houston Texans?
The teams lose games. They lose football
that
games.
That was a special kind of a loss.
All right, let me ask you. Let me turn it around.
So we're
going to
overreact completely.
I don't know, Kevin Stefanski. We had Kevin Stefanski in here the other day, and Kevin Stefanski.
What position do the Browns need a starter? Where is this? What starter needs to be replaced on this football team?
Get him.
So wait, offensive line right now. Where do you think the Browns are, their offensive line?
Left tackle, Jed Wills. Left guard, Joel Bitonio. Center, Ethan Posick. Right guard, Wyatt Teller. Right tackle, Jack Conklin.
Boom, shakalaka.
And your number three,
Jack Conklin, starting
is
this year.
DeJuan
he's ready
Jones.
To go. You're ready to go with Jack Conklin.
Well, you're paying him.
Can we be honest? That was
$13 million
a year. You got to put him on the field.
So you're telling me they made a big mistake and now
they
got to double down on it?
They didn't know that they were going to pick DeJuan Jones in the fourth round and he was going to be ready to play.
The Jack Conklin, who also is coming off an injury.
What else were you going to do?
Jack Conklin is somebody. The minute they extended him, I questioned. And people
were
like, "What are you talking about?"
Because you don't know how football works. That's why people are asking you, "What are you talking about?"
Well, how does the Jack Conklin signing look now?
Can you tell anybody?
How does it look now, Kenny? Tell me how it looks.
Obviously, it didn't look great, but can you tell?
Scoreboard, that's a victory for the sports boy.
What's the average price for a right tackle in the NFL now?
I'm just
who
saying.
Who else were you going to get?
They signed a guy who was already banged up, and the minute they made that signing, and everybody
they
loves the aggressiveness.
No other choice.
Of Andrew Berry, they had no choice.
What choice did they have?
Doubling down on the having no choice by putting him out there again. We'll see how that's going to work.
Well, they're putting him out there again because they paid him.
And no Bill Bill Callahan to help engineer an offensive line that when injuries go
down. Callahan's down in Tennessee.
He's doing that on purpose.
Oh, now
there's
we're not
no
gonna miss Bill Callahan, apparently.
Of course we're gonna miss Bill Callahan, but you're just throwing stuff out there for the sake of throwing some stuff out
there. He's mad. He's not getting the response he wanted from the Cavs fans today.
Well, you guys don't care.
He's mad. We do care about the Cavs.
Coming off a game one win.
That's
they
right.
kicked the crap
doesn't
out of the
sound
Magic.
Like it.
You should be in a good mood this
doesn't
morning.
Doesn't sound like it in this city.
Daryl, I'm with you. We are same team on this one.
You
Daryl.
Have to deal with this for 4 hours this morning, Ken.
Every day.
I feel bad for you.
You should. It's every day.
Oh, my.
And then it's on the phone for an hour every afternoon.
You would think that the Browns are back in 2016 trying to put Humpty Dumpty back
I just
back
don't
together.
Understand of all the problems he's ever had. Like, excuse me, you've never addressed with the Browns. All of a sudden today on a Monday, you've decided to go after Daryl over it. I'm talking to you.
What are we? We top three to win the Super Bowl this year?
Daryl, thank you very much for the time.
Oh, wait, we're 15th.
thank you very much for the time, Daryl.
But we got no more room for talent.
Thank you, Daryl.
I wish you well, Ken. Good luck with that.
Godspeed to me, yes. Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. All right, I'll get back to this when we come back. And... well, we've been excited this Monday morning. Boy, this didn't age well, this whole tease. But many of you are saying, quote, it's just the magic. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app. And Daryl, for that matter.
Stunner. How's that been working out for everybody? How's that been working out, everybody, for the last 10 years?
Well, because you're nitpicking just to pick nits. I don't know what it is. I don't know what your problem is today. You're nitpicking just to pick nits.
You know what it is.
What is it?
I thought last week was one of the most embarrassing weeks in Cleveland Sports Talk Radio history. What I heard from fans on this station and others and shows and podcasts.
You just can't stop trying to divide the fan base,
which
is the same group of fans.
It's not me. I'm allowed to tell people when I think they're being idiots, and I think the fan base was a bunch of idiots all week.
So what does that have to do with Jack Conklin?
That I got frustrated because, on one hand, I got a playoff team and the Cavs, who are riding high after a game one win. And I'm being told, who cares? It's the Magic. Who cares? They pick their opponent, which seems to me to be smart. Who cares? They can't beat Boston. And then we've got a football team that got humiliated in the playoffs against the Texans. And no one would ever care. No one would ever care. If they just make the playoffs.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Browns just make the playoffs. It is, even though more teams get in than ever before in the NFL playoffs.
You're
45% of the teams get in. And I'm being told it's some amazing all-time
marvel
and feat.
Nobody is saying
and
that.
And I've never heard a fan base, when their team gets to the playoffs, be so down on a football team, on any sports team. I've never seen it. Never heard it.
No.
You were
wrong.
You're saying wrong, but you're responsible for it. You were the guy that didn't care that they made the playoffs.
Here we are. Here,
and
here
so
it is.
Then we get talking
I've
about the Browns.
This monster.
And the Browns and the Browns this week. This God. Week we're talking about the Browns as if they're coming off three Super Bowls and there's no room for any more talent on the football team. So I'm going to call the hypocrisy out on this.
What do you
I'm
mean
sorry.
There's no room for any more talent? They have a chance to take six players. By the way, Jonathan Peterlin's hosting our playoff post-game shows against Orlando, and our entire station is gearing up for coverage of the NFL draft. Download the Odyssey app today to listen to our coverage on your smart speakers or wherever you go and whenever you go, and you go and get that with the free Odyssey app.
I'm
there
glad
you go.
Somebody cares about the playoffs in this town.
People care about the playoffs. Why wouldn't people care about the playoffs?
Didn't seem like it. We had
listen,
all week.
I don't
and
know
you,
what your frustration
you
is.
Say, it's you. You poo-pooed it all
me.
Week.
It's not
and
my
then,
fault.
And then everybody got on board,
no,
and we treated the Cavs.
We treated the Cavs
as if there was no excitement, and right. You were mad because they set the starters at the end of game 82. Get the hell out of here. That was so ridiculous.
All right, who's right? 216-474-0092. Who's right? Who's wrong? I'm going to go step by step and prove why you're wrong. I don't know where Jack Conklin
factored
into all
this. Failed all week last week, but let me hear
I
you.
I don't know where
as you tried to get excited again about Saturday.
I'm not going
to. I don't know
long.
If I.
It's
I don't
not
know how legitimate
tonight.
That excitement was.
I'm excited
was.
About the Cavs.
Yeah,
I'm not going
sure sounded
there.
Like
I'm
it.
Not going to. You're not going to work
Boy,
me.
Boy, look
a
at
shoot.
The rah-rah from Ken today about the Cavs. Poof. Where's that been?
Not going to get me going. It ain't going to work today. You're going to have to dig a little deeper if you're going to get me going, okay?
I think I already did. I think last week you showed
seconds.
Your true
Let's
colors.
See how far we go. What are the true colors?
That you didn't care. You didn't care that the Cavs made the playoffs.
Yes,
you didn't
I
care
did care that the Cavs
seed.
Made the playoffs.
You didn't care that they have home court advantage.
Why wouldn't I care?
And so, yeah, I'm going to be upset about it. I thought in this town we cared about the playoffs. If we certainly say that regular seasons are just not what they used to be.
So, wait a minute.
I waited all year to get to this point, and now I'm sitting here. We couldn't even get them to play the music
you're mad,
on Friday.
You're mad at the fans.
Yeah.
For caring for by the way, they did care. They did care about the playoffs. So you say the fans didn't care about the playoffs. However, you're mad that they did care about making the playoffs with the Browns?
No.
I mean, you're contradicting yourself with every single syllable you say.
I didn't contradict.
Not even the sentence. The
I
syllables
said
don't make
we
sense.
Get, you're just not listening properly.
I'm listening. I'm trying to find any
we
sort of rhythm to it.
We should get excited about making the playoffs in every sport.
Oh, thank you
I
for telling
know,
fans how to be fans.
I don't. They apparently need to because in other cities they don't act like this. This was ridiculous last week.
First off,
I was told we were a great sports
it,
town. This town did not operate like a great sports
people
town
People in Philly
last
never
week.
Say anything bad about their own teams.
Quite frankly, today, the phone line's been wide open.
Never.
You're not acting very excited about today either. And don't think they're not noticing that. People are noticing in this town that there is a divide. It's not us causing the divide, although I
you
make the argument.
You just accused me of causing a divide.
I would make the argument that you certainly didn't help
did
in that divide last week.
I did not cause any sort of divide. I did not divide
know.
The house.
I got a lot of reaction over the weekend when
from
they
who?
Won that game going,
from
oh,
who?
Is Ken going to act excited?
Yeah, from people who
is
are just
Ken
trying to
be
troll
excited?
Me. You know I'm excited. People just trying to troll me.
Were
and
you,
like three people on
Akron,
social media.
Were you at Akron football practice during tip-off? I don't know. You tell me.
Akron football practice started at 9:45.
Oh, yeah.
I was at home in time for tip-off.
You were at home for time
Do I
tip.
Need to give you a day-by-day? Do I, I'm sorry I had to report everything I did to another grown man as
guys,
a free American here in our society.
You guys didn't go eat afterwards? Would you make
we
it to the
Mike's
second
place.
Quarter?
We went to Mike's place afterwards.
Good.
I had
Good
an Italian scramble.
Be
it was sensational. My son had chicken fingers. His buddy also had chicken fingers, or tenders, actually. And we got home. I got home by 12:45, like
oh,
I told you I did.
Made it just in time.
Yeah, what do I need to be home for? I got to be home. I got to be in my chair 2 hours for tip-off for an NBA game, which didn't even start until 1:13. Is that what I had to be? I mean, you can look as smug as you want, but you know you're not making any sense.
I'm just making
sure. You can turn it on me so you make sense, but when you start to rip on Jack Conklin, by the way, you had no problem with the Jack Conklin signing last year.
That's
wrong. No, you didn't have a problem.
That is wrong.
You didn't have the problem that you're making it out that you have today.
Literally questioned it the minute they signed it,
and
who's looking right on that one?
And No. I answered it for you. You accepted my answer. You accepted it.
So how confident are you in that offensive line this year? No Bill Callahan, too, by the way.
I'm fine with the offensive line
this
year.
Fine. Boy, in the past, it was one of the big strengths of the team. Now you're just fine with it? Boy, has that been a noted sea change by Ken Carmen, Browns offensive line observer?
What are you looking at me like that for, Owen? Andy Dickerson's the new head coach.
Stand up for yourself,
used to be.
Used to be a man.
Used to be the controlling force of this team was that offensive line. Now Ken's just fine with it.
I got to see how he comes back. I have to see these things.
He is beating you into a corner, and then every chance you step out, he just beats you back into the corner.
Because I'm not going to get because you're not going to get what you want. I know the whole room, except Mitch. Mitch isn't saying anything. The whole room wants me to get all worked up and in a lather and sweaty and angry, and it ain't going to happen. I'm not going to let you do it this time because I know what you're saying is absolute nonsense, and I don't need to get mad about nonsense. I can knock it down pace by pace. You weren't outraged about the Jack Conklin signing. I explained it to you. You still don't want to see reasoning because you want to go back and say that you were right about something that you weren't about. The other part of it is, again, the Browns have no bearing on what the Cavs are doing and what the Cavs aren't doing. And when you say that everybody looks at the back of the Browns season and says it's wonderful, they remember it's wonderful because of what they did during that season. But it's pretty easy to compartmentalize it when the quarterback during that time is no longer with the team. I don't think anybody, I think people are separating. If you're talking about separation, I think fans are separating what happened last year and are looking forward to this year and knows that there's a lot of pressure on this football team. I don't understand where you came up with this idea that Browns fans or Cleveland fans in general, because they're fans of all three teams for crying out loud. There might be some varying degrees. Hold on. Hold on. You said what you said about the team. Now I'm going to say it. I don't think the fans are contradicting themselves at all about what they feel about other teams. I don't think that just making the playoffs this coming year will be enough for Browns fans. I think they've made a clear delineation between last year and this year.
There's no pep rally going on.
There's a pep rally every year. You try to have a pep rally on Friday, and I was with you. Of course, there's a pep rally every year.
Wait a second.
Don't act like an idiot.
Were you? We have audio from that show Friday. Mitch, was that a pep rally on Friday?
I tried.
It was a rally. I don't know if there was pep.
Tried.
Yeah, it was one person tried to do the rally here.
I tried. They weren't coming with me.
You weren't coming with me.
And then you accused me of saying I'm not going to watch the Cavs game on Saturday when I have copious notes right here in front of you. And I watched it in real time. You got anything else?
Wait, the copious notes, that's all about Ben Finley and the quarterback of Akron. That's what I see on those notes.
Arena really loud, lots of energy, back-to-back threes, ESPN laying back for just crowd audio. I think it was something wrong, but it sounded awesome.
Oh, and did he have a spy?
All women crew.
Was Liz Bankero sending
that in? Bankero is only 21. Magic are just getting... I will go through all effing pages.
That looks like Liz's handwriting. I got to be honest.
Okay. This looks like Liz's handwriting?
Yes.
This looks like Liz's handwriting?
Yes, it kind of does.
That's what that looks like? I'll hold it up for the camera.
You have much better penmanship than Liz.
This is my penmanship.
Boy, something
kiss my
what
ass.
Has happened
That's not
there?
True whatsoever.
Something's falling apart there.
All right. The slippery wizard strikes again.
Oh, that was Joe. I was like, who the hell is that? I thought Mitch was in the microphone for some odd reason. 216-474-0092. Jeff in University Heights. Hello.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
And, I'm not going to say you're not. A cheerleader, what have you. But I do agree with Lima as far as this town is concerned.
Congratulations, you're both wrong.
The Browns have, since 1999, for the most part, have been equine feces. Yet, they get a free pass in this town. The Guardians slash Indians from 2013 to 2023 under Francona had the third best winning percentage. And yet, most of those years, they were in the lower quartile in attendance. And, the Cavs.
Who was lower quartile in attendance?
The Guardians were during that run. When Tito was here for those 10 years, they had the third best record in Major League Baseball over that 10-year period.
Yeah.
And yet this great, so-called great sports town where all we need is a winner and we'll turn out proved that that's not the case. This is a football town. This is not a sports town.
Jeff, that's 100% wrong.
Don't act like this.
What? That's 100% wrong.
I just think
wrong.
That people saying we're not a great sports town because you don't support everything all the time, that's not what makes a great sports town. Great sports town is that you can have debates over the sports and actually have
Thank
passion
you.
Over it.
Thank you very much.
But listen, though, you are you going to sit there and tell me that the Browns don't get the free pass or get a more of a consideration?
The Browns? How do the Browns get a free pass? How do the Browns? Most sports talk spends the majority of their time talking about football.
Yes.
In turn, obviously, we spend the majority of our time talking about the Browns. That is not something I'm going to deny. As much as people complain, even though we spend a lot of time talking about the, at least on this show we do, we talk about the other teams. By the way, congratulations to the Monsters. Third reference today.
That's right.
We could say what we want to say. We could be honest with each other here, Jeff. Yes, there's a considerable amount of time spent on football. These aren't our children. I don't have to act like I like them all the same amount, okay? There's times where they upset us. But you can't say that the Browns get a free pass. If you spend most of your time talking about the Browns, then obviously they're going to be under a different microscope than what the Guardians and Cavaliers have been over the last couple of seasons.
But, Ken, thanks to the Odyssey app, I've been able to go on my phone and listen to Boston, Pittsburgh, Philly,
Philadelphia says way meaner stuff about all their teams combined than we ever would.
Right,
Jeff, I gotta run. I really do. We are literally up against it. I will take more calls when we come back.
Kenny, you know,
216-474-0092.
We think this
Boston hates their baseball team right now.
Yeah, they do.
They hate them.
We think this is a great sports town because it is. I don't think last week was very indicative of that, though. That is my complaint about
last week. And I totally disagree, and I'll tell you why next on The Fan. There's people who agree with me. There's obviously people who agree with you.
The Slippery Wizard strikes again.
Okay, Jesus. What are we doing
here?
Trying
to have people take us seriously, Owen.
There are plenty of people who say, come on, Ken. Like Radu. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Come on, Ken. Browns always get the benefit of the doubt. Guardians have been consistently good, yet are judged harshly. I don't even know if they're judged harshly. I hate to say this. I think that people don't pay attention to them. I mean, somebody slips on the sidewalk walking into that building, and you will hear about it on the radio, on one of the radio stations here. You will see it on the news. The Guardians, people go into a malaise. They go into a malaise with them. You can't tell me.
I hope not now, man. They've been great.
You cannot tell me the team we talk about 90% of the time in this city, and that's all of us, the team we talk about the most gets a benefit of the doubt or special treatment when we cover every single move they make and there's an opinion on every single move. We just had a knockdown drag out over the right tackle. Over the right tackle. How's that preferential treatment?
I disagree.
How is that preferential? And by the way,
caller,
if we're talking about preferential here, what have you and I tried to avoid at all costs? To the point I had a handwritten letter that I have to answer, by the way. About people, there's a guy who wants to boycott the Guardians. And so I got to answer this letter, not even an email. I have to answer this letter back. Because what do you and I do? We go, come on, we're not boycotting anything. You want to complain about the Dolans? We complain about these guys in every single city in Major League Baseball with the exception of like two different owners. You see what they're saying about Jerry Reinsdorf this morning? Go do a Google search about what the fans are saying about Jerry Reinsdorf this morning over in Chicago. About both his teams, for crying out loud. The reason why I'm so excited, I was so excited to talk about Josh Naylor. Yes, there are times where people are in on the Guardians and they're out on the Guardians, and there's times where they're in on the Cavs and out on the Cavs. Yes, football is football. Football people are always in on. That's not a Cleveland thing. That's an everywhere thing. People are always in on the game.
Especially now, yeah.
It's a once-a-week meeting.
And everybody's watching.
Yes,
and you're not just watching your own team. Like baseball, most are just watching their own team. Obviously, in the NFL, everybody's watching every team.
And so, by the way, and people want to sit there and complain about analytics. If it was the way that things used to be, no, there would be nothing to talk about in the offseason. But now that people see this, and you and I covered this on the Emerging Podcast scene on Thursday's episode, which people can go back and listen to on the free Odyssey app, and I'm dead serious about this. When you started to get analytical minds in there where they go, hey, you know, this guy can help us on a one-year deal. This guy can help us on a one-year deal. We can start to stockpile some players instead of having to go for picks in the fifth round and hope that that guy becomes a starter. Instead, we could just develop a guy differently more or make these trades a little bit better. It's made a more captivating product for the fan.
More interesting.
And
definitely.
The NFL has stretched everything out, and they've made an event out of everything. They made an event out of the draft, a three-day event instead of just a Saturday and Sunday deal in the afternoon. They made it a three-day primetime event. They made the combine something that fans go to. The combine, guys running around in t-shirts and shorts. They don't have that for anything else, for any other sport. They do none of that. None of it. The NFL is the NFL. If we were in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I would have taken the three-time salary. If we were in Milwaukee, we'd still be talking Packers. It's the same thing. And I look at it and I say, hey, I'm going to take the Cavs while I get them, because I ain't going to lie to you. I get bored talking about right tackles. That's me, and I love offensive linemen. And I do not want to sit there in May and talk about right tackle. I want to talk about the Cavs. I want to talk about the Guardians being 16-6 and making a passionate plea for Josh Naylor to be signed long-term, and not just talking to Paul Dolan about it, talking to David Blitzer about it. You're a minority investor in this. Let's see if you can help pony up for some of this here.
Because
Josh Naylor's playing his ass off. And the same thing for Stephen Kwan. I just have an emotional feeling for Josh Naylor, but you know I like Stephen Kwan a bunch. Same argument for both guys, by the
way. Kenny, I disagreed with Jeff. You know, Jeff called to agree with me. I disagreed with him about this not being a good sports town. I've seen this town gravitate towards the biggest stories, the biggest teams. The 90s Indians. I mean, this say I get it, football left. But this city was all baseball all the time during that. LeBron, those first 7 years, and then again when he came back, it was a LeBron town again. It was all that quest because we knew that guy could deliver, and he finally did, and that was appreciated. And, of course, it's always, like most towns nowadays, football is going to be the king. It's just the way that we watch football. The ratings bear it out. The top 100 programs, it was basically all football last year. Like, we understand the importance of football. The only thing I am trying to make sure, and I think people...
And I probably will agree with you on this, but say it.
When your teams make the playoffs, you can't ever take it for granted. And the closest,
that I actually agree with.
The closest I ever saw that to happening was that last LeBron year, because we had won the championship. We knew that that team probably had no shot against Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. And you saw them struggling to beat teams that were inferior. Seven games. It was the season from drama hell. From J.R. Smith to Ty Lue, like we were over it finally, and we knew it was going to be the beginning of the end. Kyrie had left. That was a year I could understand fans not being as hyped for a playoff.
I do think there's been a bit of a malaise this year, because I've made every argument in the world for Donovan to stay, but if you listen to anybody else. Like, God, that Tim Bontemps guy, he just has it out for us. And he just went, and I know that I'm mentioning a name that very, very, very few people have heard of. But if you flick on ESPN, I mean, every time that guy gets a chance to say something, if they give him 2 seconds, he's going to say Donovan Mitchell's leaving as soon as he possibly can. And that wears on fans. And I do believe that we are part of a generation that had LeBron, and we laid it all out there to try to keep LeBron. And then to bring LeBron back, and we just ain't going to do it for anybody else. But I don't think there's an apathy. I think that people are trying to save their own emotions on certain things. All right, I've spoken enough. 216-474-0092. If you guys are there, we'll get to you guys. I promise you that. 216-474-0092. Was it just the Orlando Magic? Lyman and I say no. That's something we can agree on. That and Mitch Please at 940 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.